I just wanted to find something where I could fit in and belong, and I found them online, showed up one day, and never stopped coming again.
When video game designer Joe Wilson walks into the room at Buffalo Game Space, he's on familiar ground. It's nothing but smiles and handshakes with the nearly 30 people who showed up to a Thursday night game developer meetup.
Next Monday night, we are running the BGS Music Meetup.
An organizer runs through some quick announcements before they begin. Buffalo Game Space is a place for anyone to make video games. You can take your pick at classes, use the space to create, and just bounce your unfinished work off other game gurus. PJ Muscal heads the workshops at Buffalo Game Space. He just put together the latest game jam.
48 hours, usually, hackathons for game development. And that's a chance for our members to test their skills and also come up with new interesting ideas.
With so many people playing video games, it's no wonder that psychologists are studying what makes them so compelling. And gamification, it's a buzzword you might have read or heard in the last few years. It's been working wonders in the workplace and schools. Customer relations and classroom lessons are becoming more and more gamified. In the simplest terms, gamification happens when you introduce a game-like environment to help drive certain behaviors.
Serious games. Games for learning, games for training, games for education, games for health, games even for social change. Games for non-entertainment purposes.
Gamification has taken over our lives, and it all came from video games. Stop by the Strong's International Center for the History of Electronic Games, and you'll find more than 55,000 items in their collection. They've got the most important arcade video games of all time, and every major video game platform that ever existed. John Paul Dyson is the director of the center. He says that despite the obsession, there's still a feeling out there that video games do more bad than good.
Video games have been part of this long story, going from the novel to movies to television to comic books, in which people have feared this thing, and then eventually they've accepted it and then embraced it. And the key determinant there in making this change is just simple familiarity and generational turnover.
Granted, gamification techniques do get people to change their behavior, but instead of focusing on the rewards, Dyson says motivation is the key.
Find ways that the gaming mechanism can act in accordance with people's own intrinsic motivations. If you're trying to force people, get someone to do something that they don't want to do just for using a game, it's probably not going to work, or game elements. It's not going to work.
Buffalo Game Space is always trying to level up. Moscow says he'd like the group to focus future efforts on diversifying the roster of developers in the region.
We have a huge, you know, for example, refugee community in Buffalo. I'm an immigrant myself. And it would be really great to reach out to these communities because there's a lot of potential there, because people play games in every culture.
And so far, members like Joe Wilson can't get enough of the space. I mean, where else can they go to freely submerge in video games all day long, no questions asked?
I fell in love with the space, and I've been trying to do everything I can to support them.
For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sasha Ann Simons, WXXI News.